Okay, today's daf is Pesachim, daf Samach Aleph, and the Gemara here is talking about different types of problematic thoughts when it comes to karbanos. The Gemara on the daf yesterday spoke about Pesach Shashachtu B'Sharim Osashana Lishmo V'Shalo Lishmo Ma'ov Yishachtakar and Pesach on other days of the year, when it really becomes a shlamim, inherently, shalishmo v'shalo lishmo mahu. What is the halacha? Fascinating question. Can you passel a karban by thinking about lishma of the karban at a time when it's not the time of the karban? So the lishma is really worse. It's better to think shalo lishma. That was one question. The next question that came over on today's daf is, what happens if you think of a Pesach on the other days of the year, b'shinui b'ilim, right? You think of a different person's different name. Right, different carbon. It's Reuven's carbon, and you think Shimon, Shinui Bailim. So the rest of the year, what is the halacha? Do you consider that as Shinui Kodesh? And just like a Pesach L'Shem Shlamim on other days of the year is kosher, right? Only a Pesach L'Shem Pesach would be possible, because that's not the we'll see. Do you say it's like Shini Kodesh, therefore it's kosher, or do you say, or not? And then Gemara says, do you compare Shini Kodesh to Shini Bailim? That's the question. Do you compare Shini Kodesh, which means a change in the name, Shini Kodesh, I think a different carbon. So just like Shini Kodesh passels a carbon Pesach Bismano, and Shini Bailim passels a Pesach Bismano, so just like Shini Kodesh is kosher le acharzmano or le shalob bismano, Avshini Bailim passels shaposel bismano, machshir le acharzmano. So the Gemara went into whether we compare it, the Gemara rejected it and said, no, there's a major difference between these two types of problematic thoughts. Shini Kodesh is a psola guf, inherent to the karban. It applies by all four avodos. It applies la achar misa, meaning if the person dies, his son could bring the karban of his father. And yeshno betzibur kebayachid, unlike shini bailim, that is not an inherent psola guf, and it only applies by zrika, not by the dalal avodos. So again, this gets us into various types of machshavas psulos. We'll talk about one. We're going to talk about the machshava of shalo lishma, which comes up here in the daf. We know the Mishnah tells us in the beginning of Maseches Zvachim that a kohen has to think about the proper thoughts for a karban, and if he thinks about the improper thoughts, for example, shalo lishma, I shech the karban, and I have the wrong karban in mind. I slaughter it, or I zorik the dam, or any of the adalat avodos. Kalazvachem, the Mishnah says, shenizbechu shalo lishman, that I shech shalo lishma, a different name, different type of karban. Kisherim, it is still kasher, right? Even though it says nizbechu, Tosva says, the first Tosva in Zvachim, avoda kamaisa nakad, vahu adin, kabbalah, vaholacha, vizrika, right? By all dalat avodos. Tosva points out, kidiktani seifa, vishini kode, shach bahanach arba avodos, Kagon Ola Lishem Shlamim Avashini Bailim Lo Shayach Ela Bezrika. Bashini Bailim, as we just mentioned, and as our Gemara mentions, Shini Bailim is only relevant. Bizrika Kagon Shochet O Makabel O Mola Karban Ruven Amanach Amanas Lizrok Damo Lishem Shimon. Right, the Mucha Lakamad Bevirka, and it says later on. The Shini Bailim is only by Zrika, but Shini Kodesh is by all. But again, the Mishnah says, if I shecht or do any of the avodas of a karban, Shalo Lishma, the karban is still kasher. But the Bailim, if they had this as a neder, so then that does not fulfill their neder. They have to bring another karban. Those two have a special connection to the person, and therefore if that is broken, so then the karban becomes pasul. You can't have a kasher and lo alu the Bailim l'shem chova. Pesach and chatos have a personal connection. They can't exist without that connection. HaPesach bismano, Karban Pesach, this law only applies bismano. The design of the Karban Pesach, machlokas, is that only after chatos, is that even before chatos, that's a mishnah later on. V'achatos b'chozman, and achatos always, so that is the rule of shalo lishma. The Rambam does tell us that if a kohen does this, he's a mazik, and it's also to do this. The Rambam Hilchos Psulei HaMikdashim in Perek Yud Ches, the Rambam says the kohen is not allowed to think an appropriate thought. It's an isser. Kol machashiv machshava she'ina nachona b'kachim. Hare ze over below saseh. The Rambam says you violate a losah she shenemar shahareyu omer lo yichashev. Right, if somebody thinks this, that it's a problem. V'pi yeshmu alamdu shebechlal din zeh shlo yafsid akachim b'machshava. don't cause a problem to kachim in thought. Shari zid dome lamatul mum b'kachim. This is similar to putting a mum on, just like you could go and put a physical mum on an animal. So you could put a metaphysical mum on an animal. You could ruin it. V'yafal pikein eino lokesh she'ein hamachshava ma'isa. You're not going to get malchus for this, but that is the halacha. The Mishnah Melech here says, quotes the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvahs Lo Sase Dalid, Shekol Machashi Machshav Shein Nechon Mekachem Over Balav Delo Sizbach Lashem Kol Dova Ra Pirusho Dibur Ra Because of Rashi Bever Shatora V'Ramban Mana B'Minyan Alavim Shalot. The Ramban counts as a separate love of passing the carbon in this way. Because of Ochi Yishgam Kenase V'Hu Bayoma Hu Yei Achel You Yan Shav Shasatam Lama Lamana Rabbeinu Lav Zev. I ain't say for Achinah. But that's the Avera of what shouldn't be thought. The positive of what the Kohen is supposed to think is the Mishnah later on in Zvachim. The Mishnah on Daf Mem Vav, right before Ezeo Makoman. Ezeo Makoman starts on Daf Mem Zayin. So if you look at Mem Vav Mebeis, the Mishnah says, L'shem Shisha Dvar Mazavach Nizbach. The carbon should be brought with these six machshavas in mind. Again, interesting why the Mishnah, the Masechta, didn't start off with this Mishnah on Daf Mem Vav. Maybe it should write, quotes the problems first and doesn't quote what you're supposed to do. But either way, L'shem Zevach, for the right carbon, right? That's the Shini Kodesh. L'shem Zoveach, right? That's the first two. Those are the most important. That's Shini, but not a Shinui Bailim. L'shem Hashem, L'shem Ishim, L'shem Reach, L'shem Nichoach, right? The Gemara goes through each one. What is it excluding? V'achadus v'ha'ashon l'shem chait. You have to have the chait in mind. Amar Reb Yosi, Avav Bishlo Hayabalibo l'shem Echan Mikalelu. Even if you didn't have them in mind, Kasher Shu Tanai Bezdin, She'ena Machshava Holechas El Arachar Ovid. We'll get back to that. But again, says Reb Yosi, even without it, it still works. It doesn't mean that Reb Yosi doesn't say l'chadchila, you shouldn't do it, but that is the... Those are the six kavanas. Rav the Chafetz Chaim here in the Likutei Halachos, right? We know the Likutei Halachos was... Is the Chafetz Chaim Sefer that he wrote that the Rif and the Rambam did not write on all of the sugyas and the parts of Shas related to Karbanos, right? They only wrote the Rif only wrote on the Mitzvah Satulios Bizman Hazeh. The Rambam wrote on everything, but the Chafetz Chaim wrote a riff, so to speak, on all the parts of Shas that are about Kachim, Zachim, Menachas, all of those, all the Kachim ones, the areas of Nazir and Sota that have to do with Karbanos. But the Chavetz Chaim here writes in the Likutei Halachos that there's definitely a lechatchila for the Kohen to think all of these positively. It's not just, oh, as long as he, you know, didn't mess up. Says the Chavetz Chaim, Hazevach Nizbach, Hainu Af the Kaimel to be the Yevet Af Bistamish Lo Chasher Believo Shlum Davar Kasher. Even if he wasn't thinking anything, as we'll talk about soon, as Hashem, it's still Kasher. Become Makom Lachadchila Hamitzvah Sheyachshav L'Shem Oso Zevach Shehuktash L'Shem Zoveach Hainu Balav Shektishu L'Shem Hashem. All these are Lachadchila. The Kohen has to have all of these thoughts in mind when he shechs the carbon. But we know with the Yevet, it works okay as long as he doesn't have a problematic thought. So that's the problematic thought that we just are involved in now, Shelo Lishma. The Gemara yesterday and on the Daf in Zvachim, Daf Beis, quotes the concept of stoma. Stoma, right? The Gemara says in the end of yesterday's Daf, Bishchita stame vade lishmokoi, elaka stame la ochlavkoi. Right, it gets into stam. So when we speak about the problem of stoma, of machshava shalo lishma, without that we say stoma is lishma, if he doesn't have a problematic thought. So the question is in Lumdis, how does that work? How does that work, stoma lishma? So two major approaches in the Mefarshim. One is that, well, stam das is ki'ilu, it was lishma. Sometimes we could fill in, right, one of the approaches of mitzvahs ein srichas kavana. Right, yeah, the same kind of question by mitzvahs ein srichas kavana. Does mitzvahs ein srichas kavana mean when it's neutral, it's ki'ilu, you have the kavana? Or you don't need the kavana. The maisa kind of speaks for itself. Those are the two approaches by mitzvahs ein srichas kavana. So here too, do you say stam das is enough by lishma, by kashim, because it's ki'ilu? It's ki'ilu, you were chashav lishma. Right, so that's mentioned in the Stipler in the beginning of Zvachim, and it's mentioned also by the Chazonish. The Chazonish in Kachim, Kama, the section that's called Kama, Sibin Mem Beis, says the Chazonish on the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Beis, where it says Stama Lishma, Nira, Debechal Dover Debeinan Lishma, Pshita, Destama Lomahani. It's not that stam works if you would need a positive requirement of lishma. Ela dahacha ikal meimar kivan de l'shem kachim ka'avid af agav de eno choshev biyichud l'shem akarban shehu become akam hariyu b'chlam machshavaso gam osu akarban. So he says because it's mastama, it's keilu, you're doing the avoda. So it's kind of like the avoda speaks for itself as you're doing the avoda, because you're doing the avoda, so it's ke'ilu, you have the kavana of lishma. That's one idea. The other idea could be, no, it's not ke'ilu, you had kavana lishma. You don't need kavana lishma. The hakdasha itself, the original hakdasha, l'shem karbon, that already imbues it and injects it with lishma. The Kohen just has to make sure he doesn't mess up, he doesn't passel it with one of his machshavas. A machshava shalo lishma is posel, similar to a thought of pigel, right? A machshava shalo bizmano, which is an active posel. But there's no need for a ki'ilu lishma. No need. So the focus is more, the first approach is more focused on the Kohen, what he's thinking, and the second one is more focused on the karbon, right? The karbon is memela, hukdash, and therefore, it is good as long as it's not messed up. The Briska Rav talks about this approach in Maisa Karbanos in Dalad Yud Aleph. Dalad Yud Aleph, again, answering a problem on the Rambam that is the Nosa Caleb are bothered by. So he says, "Be'emes Trei Dini Yish Bedin Lishma Shal Karbanos Chada Ikar Adin Shetzrichem Shiunik Ravim Lishma Kabal Kalad Var Matun Lishma Basiyasan V'Sheinis De Machsheves Shlo Lishma Havi Davar HaPosel." This is something new when it comes to kachim, that the machshava is posel. And it gets into the diyukim in the Rambam, where that comes up. The Sfirah B'emes Kol HaVav Dvarim, the Tanin Luba Masdis, and all six things that are in that Mishnah that we just read, L'shem Shisha Dvarim Zevach Nizbach, Kulu Din L'shma Shel Ikuva Ninu. You really, they're all the Ikuva. Uka Din Machshavas L'shem Zevach L'shem Zevach, like the first two. But what's the din l'ikuva? It just never, by the other four, let's say, could be undone. Because it's stam l'shma, imkein hari la'olam ika b'hakarban toras l'shma, al kol avad varim. It is l'shma me'mela, v'karv me'ilav l'shman. Right, and even if one thinks l'shem davar acher in these other items by the other four, gam ken a karban kayam b'din l'shma shalahen. Right, you can't ruin it by the first two. Okay, l'shem zavach, l'shem zavach, maybe be able to ruin it. That's the chiddush of shalom l'shma and shalom bailim. But this is a second idea. So again, stam l'shma is because ki'ilu the kohen fought l'shma, or no, the original hakdasha gives it the l'shma. It's just that a shalom l'shma machshava would be posel. Reb Chaim, quoted in the Kovet Shiurim in Chelek Beis Simen Chav Beis, is mechalik between different contexts of when you need l'shma. Reb Chaim there is bothered in. Again, Beis Chaf Beis. He's bothered by the Tosfos in Menachas and Daf Mem Beis, because the Tosfos there says that if you die tzitzis, l'shem tzitzis, let's say you're dying the tcheles, u l'shem nisayon, and for another kavana, meaning l'shma, with proper kavana, and shalom l'shma, psula, that's a problem. Midi dahave, kemincha shekim kamsa l'shma v'shalom l'shma. Tosfos says, just like by tzitzis, if you have a kavana lishma and shalom lishma, it's pasul. So just like by a karban mincha, if you did kemitza, right, the first mishnah menachas, you do kemitza lishma shalom lishma, it's pasul. Ulefize nira, and he says so too. You would say by get lechora. Shamati mikvon morim rabbi nagar Reb Chaim zatzal. So the Reb Chana quotes from Reb Chaim. He doesn't understand this tosfos. What is tosfos connecting mincha and tzitzis? There's two different ideas of lishma. The psul shalol lishma by kachim, by shalol lishma by kachim, Reb Chaim holds of approach two that we mentioned. Eino mishum chisar and machshavas lishma. It's not that you're lacking lishma. Dein tzarech lachshav lishma by kachim. There's no positive requirement for lishma by kachim. It already is imbued with lishma from the hakdasha. It's just that the kohen can mess it up with certain thoughts. So that's one type of lishma. V'had the mifsal b'michshav shalol lishma mishum davi machshava poseles k'mo machshav is pigol b'chuslim komo, and therefore gam machashiv lishma v'shalol lishma. So even if you think lishma and shalol lishma, it's possible because the shalol lishma aspect ruins it. But by tzitzis, what's the requirement? There's no machshava poseles. You just need tzitzis lishma. So when you have any little lishman, it should work. But since it's shetzavat shalol lishman, kol psulon mishum chisaron lishman. The only problem is because you're lacking lishma. Ve'inatam mishum the machshav lishma poselas bahen. Ve'kivan shetzavon lishman v'shalol lishman. And once you had some lishma, harayish ben machshav lishman v'sagi b'ha'chis. Reb Chaim is upset at that Tosfos. You know, how could Tosfos compare these two items? So again, Reb Chaim thinks there's a chilik between the two, and Reb Elchanan there argues, and he thinks no, it's all one. It's all one. Even karbanos have that an element of stama lishma that the kohen has to think. Uliyashiv devriat Tosfos says Reb Elchanan pshitus yesh lomar the gam bekadshim de mifsli machshav v'shalol lishma. Also by kadshim hata mishum chisaron lishma. You're missing something positive. Ve'enatam mishum at least in Tosfos's view. Ve'enatam mishum de machshav v'shalol lishma hamachshav poselas. It's not just a pure posel. V'had de kasher below chashav klal. You don't have to mamish have kavana for a kamo, but mitzvah srichas kavana. Whereas miyuchad, the shtar, the chefsa, and here the maisa. He brings one very much closer to two in this regard. You don't need mamish a positive. Imchasha beferish a lo lishma v'zeh akar meosan miyuchudan akodem v'shuvein omdin lishma psulam mishum chesaron lishma. We'll get back to that at the end. But again, Rabbi Chanan brings it closer, brings them both closer together in order to answer Reb Chaim's kasha. But those are two general views. Again, stama lishma is that he thought lishma or not. You also have the same thing, by the way. We mentioned Mitzvah Zayin Tzrichas Kavana. Another model is Psik Reisha. Right? Do we say by Psik Reisha you're going to be chayiv? Why you chayiv? Is it because ki'ilu you had the kavana, or you don't need the kavana as long as you have kavana for A and B for sure happens, then it's Maisim, it's Surafim, and it's enough. Oh, Rabbi Chanan also has that Chakira in the beginning of Subas. But are there Gemaras about this issue? So there are a number of Gemaras that come up. The Gemara in Zvachim Dav Gimel. The Gemara says there that if I think, what's a Shini Kodesh? If I think, Achatas, Lashem, Ola, it's Pasal. Right? A different carpet is Pasal. The Gemara says, ironically, that if I think Lashem Chulin, it's going to be Kasher. Right, Lashem Chulin is going to be kasher, as the Gemara says, from within. Right, mina machriv, shalom mina lo machriv. If I think something totally different, it's not shayach, so then it's going to be kasher. So why is that going to be? Why is that better? Why is l'shalol lishma l'shem a different karban? Chata sheshachta l'shem ola psula shachta l'shem chulin kshera. L'shem chulin kshera. Right, that's what the Gemara says here on Gimel and Aleph. Ve'ein shmo, Rashi says, ve'ein shmo nitfas ala zevach la'akar shmo imenu. It doesn't ruin it. But again, if you say there's a positive need for lishma, kilu you thought lishma, so how could l'shem chulin be any better? Right? L'shem chulin also should ruin it. So, proof two, the etzad that a machshava does not ruin it in this case, right? Proof to number two. If you need a positive lishma element, then both of these are ruining it, are not lishma. But if you say, really it's lishma inherently, but it's just that a certain machshava could ruin it, so only a certain machshava could ruin it, a different carbon could ruin it, but l'shem chulin does not ruin it. The Gemara Menaches, and Daf Ayin Tes, has a discussion of Akira Betoas. What if I did the wrong carbon by accident? I didn't know. Machlokes. Rabbi Chanan says, according to the second approach, according to the fact that a machshava poseles, then you understand how this machlokas gets off the ground. Right? You understand. Right? If it's betaus, then it might not be called an akira, and therefore the original lishma could still work. But if it's number one, that you need a lishma thought, a ki'ilu nechtav lishma, so what if it was betaus? You still are lacking the ki'ilu it was lishma. So you didn't ruin it, but you need the positive. Right? It's still lacking. Right, unless you say that the Hakdasha itself creates the Lishma, and again, that would bring the two approaches closer together. But that's Rav Elchanan also here in Oz Gimel, in Simchat Beis. Im Kain, if you say, Im Nomai de Machshava Shel Lishma, Eina Posela, Sel Mishum Chisaron Lishma, like the first approach we said, Ma Bekach De Akira Betos Eina Akira, Mikom Makom, Arei Chaser Machshava Shel Lishma, Ubevada Im Yichtov Get Shelo Lishma Betaus, Lo Yuchshar HaGet Mepnei Tauso. Right? Well, Chanan also says maybe it's even in the Marmakoma, in the Makoros. Right? What's the source? If you look in Rashi, the beginning of Zvachim, Rashi in Dabbeis says, quotes that pasuk that the Rambam quoted. right? Lo yechashev. Where's the Isser Rashi says mishari l'shenuye ba. The Gemara says, are you allowed to think a different thought? Ha'amrita b'perek sheni aser l'chashev b'kachshem yolaf mikra de lo yechashev. Right, that is Rashi in Zvachim Daf Beis. If you look in Rashi in Menachos Daf Beis, Rashi does not quote that. Rashi quotes there, well, don't you have a positive requirement to think Lishma? Right, Rashi does not quote the Isra of Lo Yechashev. Rashi says, Vaksivim Zevach Shlamim Karbano Shetei Zvicha L'Shem Shlamim. Says of Achanan, maybe those give two different impressions. If you look at the Rashi in Menachos, that it's a positive requirement, so maybe that's approach A. You need the L'shem L'shma. According to the second approach, it's Lo Yechashev, so that includes also Pigel and other problematic thoughts, that would be a problem. Or, one other idea, the Mishnah Menachos Dam Bav that we read before. The Mishnah there says, the last line of that Mishnah is, the Machshava goes after the Oved. That's the crucial person involved in this case. Why? What does that mean? After Oved, the Kohen. The Kohen is the crucial one thinking. She'ein Machshava holechas ela achar ha'oved. And the Gemara says this it's going against the Shita of Baila Mefaglin. There is a Shita that says that if the Kohen is doing the Avodah properly and the Bailim are thinking Pigol, then that is Mefagal Karban. So the Gemara says that's against, so he's against the Mishnah. Meaning, in the Mishnah, if the Kohen is having a Lishma thought and the Bailim is having a Shalol Lishma thought, that does not ruin the Karban. Does not ruin the carbon. Or the opposite, right? If the Kohen is thinking Shalol Lishma, then the Bailam's Lishma is not going to help. The Bailam is not going to help. Right? That's what our Mishnah says, right? That's the Bailam, that's against the Shita Bailam of Faglin. According to the Shita Bailam of Faglin, so then it's Mashma that he would say that if the Bailam is thinking Lishma, that's enough, even if the Kohen is thinking Shalol Lishma. But one second. If you say approach number two that there's a Machshava Poselis, how could that work? Right, even without machshavas habaylam of lishma, it's inherently lishma, and we know that the machshavas shalol lishma of the kohen ruins it. Right, so how can that work? So pashtus is that this supports approach number one. Approach number one, that as long as you have some stama lishma, and the owner can supply that stama lishma. Again, there's a lot more here. Maybe it applies to the machlokas rishonim, whether it's machshava versus dibur. One final thought that there's within approach number two. Rabbi Chanan alluded to this before. Even if you say approach number two, that it's not that stama lishma kilu you thought lishma, but it's a machshava poseles. There is a question: how does that machshava posel? Is it that the Lishma stays intact and this is a separate Machshava Poselis, it ruins it? Or does the Machshava Poselis undermine the earlier Lishma? That's also Nafkaminas found in the Achronim, but we'll leave it for now. But again, this is all about the Machshava Shalol Lishma and the requirement of Lishma by Kachin.